Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 71. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 50. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 56. Cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 61.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. There appears to be little hope for improvement anytime soon in the dry conditions plaguing the plains and west. The new U.S. seasonal drought outlook projects the drought will spread across Iowa over the summer and expanding in South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas. The U.S. is seeing its third consecutive year of La Nina, that's a climate phenomenon, fueled by cooling waters in the equatorial Pacific. This week's drought monitor showed that moderate to exceptional drought expanding in Colorado and that extreme to exceptional drought spreading in Kansas. The southern plains continues to bake, with temperatures soaring over 100 in some places. Now, the U.S. winter wheat crop already in trouble. The ongoing drought doesn't bode well for getting the next crop in either. At the same time, areas of the upper Midwest have been so wet that farmers are having trouble getting corn and some of their spring crops planted. Gloria Montaneo Green, USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says USDA is doing what it can to provide short-term relief to farmers, and at the same time, the department tries to help producers make their farm more resilient. She said they're looking at tools that currently have and the programs that are available. She says it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. And Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington used a Senate hearing yesterday to grill Interior Secretary Deb Haaland on drought conditions in the ag basin of Washington and said she's worried about the impact on wheat growers, given the ongoing war in Ukraine, and suggesting a proposal for additional funding and research for aquifer recharge. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. 5-year-old Brixton Sisk has been found safe and the suspect is in custody without incident. According to the Rose Hill School District Police Chief Matt Neal, Brixton, Daniel Banzett, and the unidentified male driver were located by Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. Neal says all over Kansas and Oklahoma, different law enforcement agencies were helping to locate Brixton. At this point, he says the district is still investigating how the child could have been taken from the school. A prolonged road rage incident involving two vehicles led to a shootout at a Lawrence grocery store parking lot. Police said the interaction went on for several miles before both vehicles whipped into the parking lot nose to nose, and the SUV driver and the passenger in the truck got out armed with handguns and exchanged gunfire, hitting each other. The truck passenger, Zachary Sutton, 22, of Lawrence, died at the scene. The SUV driver, 53-year-old Monty Ray Emick, also of Lawrence, was taken to a hospital where he died from his injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America. American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Wichita police have arrested a 30-year-old man on suspicion of raping a child under the age of 13. Officers responded at around 2:15 p.m. on Wednesday to a check welfare call at a local elementary school after the child reported the assault to an adult. Wichita police spokesperson Trevor Macy said the child reported being sexually assaulted by a man known to her. The alleged assault did not happen at the school. Police located the suspect, Christopher Moore, and transported him to the exploited and missing child unit to be interviewed by detectives. He was later booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on two counts of rape of a child. Moore remains jailed on $500,000 bond, records show. Law enforcement agencies from across Kansas and the country in an effort to crack down on seatbelt safety and safe driving next week. The Click It or Ticket driving enforcement runs from May 23rd to June 18th. And law enforcement will be focusing on more than just seatbelts. They'll also be focusing on speed limits. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The mining company that wants to extract a rare heat-resistant element from the ground under southeast Nebraska says a new report shows the deposit it plans to mine holds a significant amount of other rare elements. Neocorp Development said Thursday, the latest analysis shows the amount of rare earth elements present where it plans to build a mine near the town of Elk Creek is the second largest deposit in the United States, but the company still has to raise more than $1 billion to build the mine. It also has to analyze the latest data to determine whether it will be economically feasible to produce those rare earth elements. A new team to help suicide prevention is coming to Cheyenne County. A local outreach for suicide survivors unit received grant funding provided by the Nebraska State Suicide Prevention Coalition. Suicide prevention volunteer Liz Borgman said males have a higher suicide rate than females. However, females have a higher suicide attempt rate. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, summer is just around the corner, and the cows are looking a little gamped. Head on over to Kaufman Seeds to stock up on some high-quality sedan grass seed and foraged products. Whether you want conventional, DMR, or Bertitics, we've got you covered. Get it planted, keep the old cows happy for the summer, and on into winter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your summer forage seed needs.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville High School is exploring options for an athletic activities director with the resignation of David Hyde at last week's board meeting. Hyde was to serve as halftime teacher and halftime athletic director after the board the past 2 years had voted not to renew the then 2-year contract of Doug Miniman, who will take a similar post next year at southeast of Saline High School. Hyde will remain as a full-time teacher at MHS. Michelle Schmilsley will transfer from the activities office to junior senior high secretary, and Deb Nelson will take the activities position. Student fees were discussed and will remain the same next year. The district will resume charges for meals after federal funding covered those charges the past 2.5 years as a result of pandemic legislation. A lengthy discussion as to moving senior graduation to Homer Hansen Stadium, prompted by a student petition, resulted in no change to this year's ceremonies, owing to the request just 4 days ahead of graduation this year. But consensus was to set specific planning sessions with students in advance of future years to allow their input and consideration of preferences. MHS has been announced as one of 19 recipients of a Kansas Association for Youth mini-grant that will be used to improve places in the community where youth can become more physically active. The grants totaled $85,000. Tony Tremble was hired as MHS football coach. He's coached at Hutchinson the past 2 years and previously was head coach at Valley Heights. Tremble commented.
For Marysville, we're almost towards the end. We go Salina, Great Bend, Hayes, Colby, Scott City, Liberal, Dodge City, Garden. And then the Marysville week, we go Emporia, Kansas City, Hutchinson, Wichita, Marysville, and Topeka. And that's even smaller than it used to be. I mean, it used to be 6 weeks and 30 or 35 stops, and now it's a couple of weeks and about 15. So,
Stacy Mayer has been hired as executive director of Marysville Chamber in Main Street, replacing Kate Tomer Martinez, who had earlier announced her resignation. Mayer is a Marysville native, returning in 2018. She's a past board member of the Marysville Chamber of Commerce, serving as president in 1990 and 91. Paula Landall Smith will serve as president of the Kansas State Fair Board. Smith of Marysville was appointed to the board in December 2018. Kansas Power Pool, the provider of electricity to the city of Waterville, recently installed an electric vehicle charging station on the east side of Kansas Street, opposite the Weaver Hotel. This is believed to be the first public electric vehicle charging station in Marshall County. Wymore and Blue Springs community-wide garage sales are slated for this weekend. Posted hours 8 to 5 Saturday and Sunday, with many opening Friday. Maps will be available in the communities. Marshall County Catbackers will host Kansas State coaches and players during a Catbacker event in the Marysville City Park next Thursday, May 26th. The meet and greet is open to the public from 11:30 until 2. The voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, will talk more about the event and the statewide tour as a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Laverne W. Herz, age 90, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery west of Lynn. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will see friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Laverne Herz. Arlene A. Digg, age 87, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Arlene Digg. Forrest W. Frosty Tegetoff, age 83, of Washington, passed away February 6th. A celebration of life gathering is planned Saturday, May 21st, 2 until 4 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church in Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Frosty Tegetoff. Marjorie E. Schmidt, age 94, passed away May 9th. Memorial service is planned Sunday at 2:30 at the Laughlin Hope Funeral Home in Wymore. Private burial at Wymore Cemetery. Laughlin Hope Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Schmidt. Leonard B. Lenny Heaney Hockey, age 81, of Seneca, passed away Thursday. Rosary at 9:30, massive Christian burial at 10 a.m. Saturday at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leonard Heaney Hockey.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sky staying sunny throughout the day today before another chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight and leading into Saturday. Staying fairly breezy with north winds around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 40. Today we can expect to see highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Some showers and thunderstorms may be possible overnight with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and mid-40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-30s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and upper 60s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for more showers throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid-50s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid-50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 77, record high on this date, 95, the average low, 56, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:38, sunrise in the morning at 6:10.
What are the most common mistakes made when growing roses? We will help you avoid them next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 20th, the 140th day of the year. Entertainers Cher and Joe Cocker were both born on this day, and Charles Lindbergh began his historic transatlantic flight on this day 95 years ago. Rookie rose growers should take note. Sunshine and water are the most basic needs of roses, and it's where unsuccessful gardeners most often go wrong. When choosing a location, find an area that gets 6 hours of sunshine daily, preferably morning sun, taking into account the growth and shading of surrounding plants. As for watering, remember those rules of thumb. Water only in the morning hours, don't allow the plants to stay moist overnight, and provide good drainage to avoid standing water, along with mulch to prevent rapid evaporation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips online at almanac.com.
A salute to the seniors and the graduating class of 2022 of Frankfort High School. From J&R Market, Wanklin Oil, M&R Auto Parts, LC Grace's, and the First National Bank in Frankfort. This year's class includes Ethan Armstrong, Kirsten Betcher, Hugo Benetti-Alonzo, Javier Brandt, Kayla Corneliuson, Caden Dollinghouse, Grady Fox, Peyton Gerstner, Samuel Gross, Joey Hardwick, Corbin Jones, Morgan Joseph, Sebastian Kirk, Lorenzo Minore, Kelly Olson, Cody Rogers, Abigail Rose, Grant Steffes, Julius Duder, and Jaden Thomas. A salute to the class of 2022 of Frankfort High School. From the Frankfort Community Care Home, Blue Valley Technologies, Frankfort Area News, Bat Tire, Parthamar Electric, and KNDY.
This Armed Forces Day, Cook & Company honors all the men and women who served America with valor. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports' Kevin McCullough announced he will be transferring from Texas Tech to Kansas to play for the Jayhawks if he decides to come back after working out for NBA teams. McCullough averaged 10 points per game, 4 rebounds a game, and 3.1 assists per game. He shot 40% from the field last season for Texas Tech. He did play in 29 games, averaging 30 minutes a game. He shot 31% from 3 and 72% from the free throw line. 6 of the best Kansas State football players in recent memory will have their names immortalized on the Ring of Honor inside Bill Snyder Family Stadium next season. The list includes Arthur Brown, Larry Brown, Darren Howard, Colin Klein, Tyler Lockett, and L. Roberson. The Wildcats 2022 Ring of Honor class will be honored during the season opener against South Dakota on September 3rd. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. The roof credit and fees expires month's end.
Rookie linebacker Leo Chenal kept his jersey number with the Kansas City Chiefs for less than 2 weeks. So if any Chiefs fan out there bought a number 49 Chenal jersey based on what he originally chose or was given, that's a collector's item now. Chenal has switched to number 54, a bit of news Chiefs team reporter Matt McMullen shared on Twitter. Number 54 had belonged to linebacker Nick Bolton, who wore it last season as a rookie. But Bolton switched to the number he wore for the Missouri Tigers, which is now 32. That number did belong to safety Tyrann Mathieu for the previous 3 seasons, but he signed with the Saints after becoming a free agent. Another player who changed up things is wide receiver Josh Gordon, who has switched from number 19 to number 12. And according to Matt McMullen, more changes are possibly coming. And keeping with the Chiefs, they're scheduled to conduct 10 days of voluntary workouts beginning May 24th, plus a mandatory June 14th through 16th minicamp ahead of training camp in July. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Attention Pony Express Catbackers. The Wildcats will be in Marysville City Park at 10th and Oak from 11:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. Thursday, May 26th. The event, sponsored by K-State Athletics and the K-State Alumni Association, will feature new basketball coach Jerome Tang, defensive coordinator Joe Klanderman, student-athletes Willie the Wildcat and the K-State cheer team. The event is free and food trucks will be available. No need to RSVP and don't forget to bring your lawn chairs. See you May 26th in Marysville. Go Cats!
In August of 1883, a tornado hit southeastern Minnesota. It was a devastating event that caused a lot of damage to people and property. Out of that tragedy, though, a doctor and some nuns decided to work together to begin caring for those in need. What resulted is a place still very much a part of our world today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The year was 1883, and W.W. Mayo was living in Rochester, Minnesota. The role of examining surgeon for the Army during the Civil War had brought him there from the town of Le Sueur, where he had been practicing medicine. But it was a natural disaster that perhaps made Mayo's name so well recognized today.
There had been a tornado and a lot of people were injured, and there were sisters, nuns, that wanted to start a hospital, and Dr. Mayo was the only doctor that they could recruit to help.
Becky Pollock shares the story from the W.W. Mayo House in Le Sueur, Minnesota. Helping found a hospital after that tornado was actually a very unusual step at the time.
Most doctors at the time thought that hospitals were just a place to die and they didn't want to participate in starting a hospital. So Dr. Mayo started that with the sisters.
Mayo's idea of bringing doctors together, a clinic where they could learn from each other and capitalize on the best of their combined skills, was the foundation of the well-known Mayo Clinic today. Dr. Mayo perhaps saw medicine in a different way than many of his peers at the time.
Dr. Mayo, he was pretty progressive for his time. He did not practice like bloodletting, which was a very common practice at the time. And we don't know what it was that stopped him from doing that since it was so common. So I think that he thought through things with his education background that allowed him to be pretty progressive in his practices.
Today, you can visit the home of Dr. Mayo in the small town of Le Sueur.
It's pretty small, however, very elegant for the time. So it has large front windows. Having a parlor was pretty prestigious at this time period, as well as an entryway. It has a very small entryway.
And interestingly, the next person to own Mayo's home might have begun something even more well-known than the Mayo Clinics. The identity of that owner is next time as we travel the countryside. In Le Sueur, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Auction for Daryl Totten will be held Saturday, May 21st at 414 C Street in Greenleaf starting at 10 a.m. Yard equipment includes a 1948 Alice Chalmers G tractor, a like-new PJ two-wheel flatbed trailer, a John Deere 425 lawn tractor, and a Dixon and Toro Titan zero-turn mower. Lots of antique radios and related equipment along with other households to sell. For complete listings and pictures, go to BoughtRealtyAuction.com. Again, that's May 21st at 10 a.m. in downtown Greenleaf. Auction conducted by Bought Realty and Auction.
KNDY.
Livestock prefer to stay in the places they're familiar with, but they'll escape if given the opportunity. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Have a plan in place to coax them back to where they belong as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I raised 4-H calves as a kid, and every now and then a calf would escape the corral. It took all of us in the family and sometimes a neighbor to get the calf back in. David Pugh is a former professor of large animal medicine at Auburn University. He says animals get out when the fence is down or the gates left open and they're hungry, thirsty, or scared.
Usually with feed and hay and some buckets to rattle, animals will usually come, particularly if they know you. You can get them to follow you. Not all of them will, though. It's a slow, deliberate movement into a given area, and hopefully the goal from the sheep or goat or horse or cow standpoint is to get back to an area that they're used to and there's something to eat.
How you approach and move the animals depends on the species. When the pigs are out, grab a piece of plywood. Pigs can't pick their heads up very far, so they'll think it's a wall and will move accordingly. Cattle should be herded uphill and into a place with a circular pattern so they can't see ahead where they're going. If the escapee is a horse, the person who knows the horse best should approach it with a halter and lead line. Pugh says it's very important that everyone helping you knows what the game plan is prior to starting up the roundup process.
If you get a bunch of rednecks and cowboys to go chasing things around, then you're going to have a worse of a problem. So it's got to be a slow, deliberate movement into an area. And everybody that helps do this, you tell them, we're going to do this real slow, and I'm in charge. And if you don't want me to be in charge, then get out right now. We're not going to have an argument in the middle of this thing, because that's a bad deal.
Get the animals into a secure, prearranged area while you fix the spot where they got out, because if they got out once, they'll do it again. Find more tips for corralling loose animals at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This Armed Forces Day, May 21st, Prairie View Industries salutes all of the men and women of the United States military for serving our great nation, the home of the free because of the brave. Thank you for your service. From Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps. Cook Welding and Repair honors all the men and women who serve in the United States military. These brave individuals protect this great nation from all threats, foreign and domestic. America is the land of the free because of the brave. Thank you for your service. From the patriotic staff at Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
KNDY.
Help is available if you wish to start an agricultural cooperative. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Nearly 40 rural cooperative development centers nationwide offer assistance to those who want to start an ag cooperative. Lisa Sharp works with USDA Rural Development.
The primary objective of the program is to promote cooperative development in rural areas. Through the program itself, we aim to improve the economic condition of rural areas by assisting individuals and businesses in the startup, expansion, or operational improvement of cooperatives and other mutually owned businesses throughout cooperative development centers. And there are a variety of these across the country that we work with.
Sharp says those cooperative development centers are the starting point for would-be cooperatives.
They're working very closely in a hands-on position with small cooperatives. They provide leadership and operational improvement training, and they also facilitate strategic planning for small cooperatives.
Sharp says rural development also has grant programs for some types of cooperative projects.
Eligible applicants for this program are nonprofit corporations, cooperatives, institutions of higher education, and public bodies. For-profit businesses and individuals are not eligible. That's important to note.
Learn more by visiting the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72 inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with high corn and soybean prices, along with cold, unfavorable growing conditions so far for the year of 2022, it is important for many farmers and ag producers to invest in fungicides to maximize their yields. And despite the high input costs, farmers should still consider fungicides to protect overall plant health and support yield potential. As Aaron Burke, business unit lead at North with Attica, offers his thoughts on the bump in fungicide demand and the opportunities that fungicides offer corn and soybean farmers for the year.
The high prices that we're experiencing with soybeans and corn has just made the ROI calculation for growers really easy to put a fungicide on and get incremental margin and benefit from it. So when you combine the yield bump that you can have with fungicides, regardless of disease, a lot of the Strobilurin family has the ability to add 6 to 12 bushels, whether there's disease present or not. Growers are looking at the economics and really just determining how many times they're going to treat versus if they're going to treat.
He says the number one consideration in fungicide selection is field history and the historical challenge each individual farm has had.
The other thing to consider this year, again, because of the economics, is the number of applications. Historically, growers in corn have maybe balanced a choice between a V5 application and a VT application. Many of them this year are probably going to be looking at both. growers need to be considering the timing of that application and communicating with their retailer. And the sooner that they do that, the better they can guarantee that they're going to have the timing and products that they need. Last thing to consider is all the options that are available for fungicides. Atticus has over 25 broadacre fungicides with both single active ingredients and mixtures.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our four hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. The Bureau of Labor Statistics announcing in April that consumer prices up 8.3% from a year earlier. Michael Clements shares more on the impact of inflation and the steps to turn the tide.
Consumers everywhere are feeling the squeeze of inflation, and Roger Cryan, chief economist of the American Farm Bureau Federation, says farmers and ranchers need the Federal Reserve Bank to address the issue. Cryan says ongoing inflation stems from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, the short answer is too much money is causing it, and it's not going away soon. The longer answer is in our market intel report that we put out last week, which you can subscribe to those reports at fb.org/market intel. March's inflation was the highest in 40 years. There's been a lot of talk about supply chain causing inflation. Really, what's been happening is the general supply has been having a hard time keeping up with the demand in the economy. So it is a little supply chain, but mostly it's about too much money in the economy.
The Fed increased the money supply by more than 40% in 20 months. Cryan says inflation creates a disconnect between long-term and short-term pricing.
Inflation is a problem because it creates a lot of price uncertainty. It really creates a disconnect between long-term and short-term lending. And probably most damaging is that it raises long-term interest rates. So this raises the farmer's cost of borrowing for expansion or for reinvestment on the farm. Well, that was really the biggest trouble with inflation back in the 70s and 80s for the farmers. It created a very painful decade in the 1980s, and it's really important to deal with this.
The silver lining, Cryan says, is since the 1980s, interest rates have been historically low.
1981, the 30-year mortgage rate peaked at over 18%, and that was because we had spent the better part of a decade apparently unable to deal with inflation. So the Fed, what they are doing now and what they promised to do going forward, seem to be the right steps, and I think it's created a lot more confidence in the market, and we'll see how long it takes for these rates to start coming back down, but it may be a year or two.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Livestock prefer to stay in the places they're familiar with, but they'll escape if given the opportunity. Have a plan to coax them back to where they belong on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster, that makes your spacing and depth more accurate, and that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
I raised 4-H calves as a kid, and every now and then a calf would escape the corral. It took all of us in the family and sometimes a neighbor to get the calf back in. David Pugh is a former professor of large animal medicine at Auburn University. He says animals get out when the fence is down or the gates left open and they're hungry, thirsty, or scared.
Usually with feed and hay and some buckets to rattle, animals will usually come. Particularly if they know you, you can get them to follow you. Not all of them will, though. It's a slow, deliberate movement into a given area, and hopefully the goal from the sheep or goat or horse or cow standpoint to get back to an area that they're used to and there's something to eat.
How you approach and move the animals depends on the species. When the pigs are out, grab a piece of plywood. Pigs can't pick their heads up very far, so they'll think it's a wall and will move accordingly. Cattle should be herded uphill and into a place with a circular pattern so they can't see ahead where they're going. If the escapee is a horse, the person who knows the horse best should approach it with a halter and lead line. Pugh says it's very important that everyone helping you knows what the game plan is prior to starting up the roundup process.
If you get a bunch of rednecks and cowboys to go chasing things around, then you're going to have a worse of a problem. So it's got to be a slow, deliberate movement into an area. And everybody that helps do this, you tell them, we're going to do this real slow, and I'm in charge. And if you don't want me to be in charge, then get out right now. We're not going to have an argument in the middle of this thing because that's a bad deal.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for corralling loose animals at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Markets wrapping up here in just a little bit as we look at some of the grain markets. Kind of mixed across the board. Still pretty consistent. Not a lot of movement on the day today. Corn and wheat still down. Soybeans are still mostly higher on the day right now. Livestock is lower across the board, except for the lean hogs. They do see a little bit of positive numbers here getting towards the end. In the corn market, July corn's down 5.5 cents right now at 7.77¾. September corn's down by 5¼ at 7.45¼. In the wheat market, mostly lower numbers here. They've taken a bit of a dive over the last hour or so. As July Casey wheat's down 41 cents at 12.54¼. September's down by 41 cents at 12.58. On the soybean market, on the other hand, they are mostly higher for the day. As July beans are up 16.5 cents at 17.07. August up by 10¾ at 16.41¼. On the meal side, July soybean meal at $4.80 at 4.30.10. And the bean oil for July in the green, a buck and a half at 81.03. In the cotton market, mostly lower numbers here. As July cotton's down $5.46. And the red at 142.24. And the oats market is lower as well, with July oats down 10¾ at 6.17, even a bushel. Real quick, in the livestock market, things are mostly lower here after a mostly higher start to the day. As June live cattle's up down 7 cents right now at 131.42. August in the red by 75 cents at 131.27. In the feeder cattle, May feeder cattle's down 90 cents at 153.22, with the August down by $1.40, sitting at 163.80. Lean hogs a little bit higher here, with June up by $2.75 at 108.05. U.S. dollar index today, after a bit of a slow day yesterday, back up into the green, with June index up 39 cents right now at 103.15. We have 30-year bonds for June up 190 at 141.28, and the 10-year notes in the green at 120.07.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our 4 hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Based at Kansas State University, the Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program is a 2-year leadership development program for agricultural producers and other rural citizens. The current Carl class is about to graduate, having just returned from its international study tour abroad. The president of CARL, Jill Zimmerman, talks about what the 15th class experienced on their international trip, which took them to the United Arab Emirates.
The international tour is the capstone event for the CARL program, and it really brings together that whole 2-year experience. And, you know, folks have asked us, why United Arab Emirates, right? So fastest growing region in the world that imports 80% of their food dramatically impacts how we think and how we approach the food that we grow and the people that we grow it for. And I think also from a cultural perspective, it's neat, but if you're really going to embrace understanding a global world and the food that we produce for the global world, you have to understand what's going on in the Middle East.
Taking this international trip allowed this CARL class to learn about new approaches to production agriculture outside of what they're familiar with.
It was really interesting to see their outtakes and their thoughts and impressions and how what we do here in the States can be helpful. We visited, it's basically a vegetable production farm, and it's in the middle of a desert, right? But to be able to see the practices that they're adopting, it was very modern. And so I think there's a ton of opportunity for us, both from an educational, but also to just to understand how we fit in this puzzle of the world that we live in, and which is never more important today than ever.
For the first time, the program will graduate the current class and will introduce the next class on the same day, June 4th, on the K-State campus. Zimmerman discusses why they have chosen to combine these two events.
One of the strongest things that we hear from alumni is the value of the network. And so bringing both of those events together in one capstone event is really what we're really focused on. We have a great set of speakers lined up for both at the luncheon that we'll have that day at the Alumni Center, and then also that evening at the Alumni Center. It is about celebrating Kansas ag rural communities. It's about celebrating the network and the people, and how best to celebrate the accomplishments of Class 15 while welcoming Class 16 and let them see the power of that network that they have the benefit of being a part of.
That was the president of the Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program, Jill Zimmerman. For those who would like to attend the event on June 4th in support of CARL, more information can be found at www.carlprogram.com. Again, that is carlprogram.com. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
old-time legends of country music. From KMBY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.